Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from Throwaway Burned Out 12 and says, my 31 male wife, 27 female, had an affair with her co-worker, 27 male. Is it hopeless to keep trying? We got married just over a year ago and have been together for over six. I trusted my wife, 27 female, implicitly, and we had a good relationship. We have a house, two cars, and a dog. We didn't have kids, but I was hoping to start a family together this year. Shortly after our wedding, my wife starts talking to a guy from her work, 27 male. I didn't think anything of it, but they began talking every single day. Our sex life began to deteriorate as well, but I didn't think it was related. She became more distant, and one day, while we were looking at TikToks on her phone, she immediately hid the notification when he messaged her. I began to have doubts, so I went through her phone while she was asleep. They had been talking every single day for essentially the whole time we've been married. She completely neglected my messages and made no effort with me, but would banter with this guy endlessly. She had sent pictures of herself in swimwear to him, and some of the conversations ended abruptly and made no sense. I think she had been deleting messages. I freaked out and accused her of having an affair. She denied that anything had happened, told me our sex life sucked because of me, and demanded we start therapy. She said I was overreacting and that they were friends. She accused me of violating her privacy. We started therapy and I began to believe her. I felt awful about how I acted and even told her it was okay if she wanted to be friends with that guy again, but I would like to get to know him too. I started to work on what she wanted me to during sex and how to initiate. Then I got an anonymous email from someone claiming to be her co-worker. They said they saw my wife kiss their guy and outlined how intimate their interactions at work were. The email had contact information for the affair partner, 27 male, but I couldn't bring myself to confront him. I confronted my wife and she said all they did was kiss a couple of times and that they never had sex. She said that she lied to me when I confronted her about the text because she didn't want to lose me, but went on to kiss and talk to him afterwards. This essentially confirmed she was gaslighting. She keeps denying that they had sex, but spent time together alone outside of work and at work. Writing this out sounds ridiculous because I feel stupid believing her, but she insists that she loves me and wants our marriage to work. She had an emotional affair with him and wants me to believe that was the extent of it. Says she chose me and would have left me for him if she wanted us to separate. I have a sick feeling she had sex with him, but I don't have any proof. She always has excuses and reasons and justifications. If I had caught her in the act, it would have been a no-brainer to separate. The email was 2 months ago, and I just don't know what to do. She claims she loves me and is inconsolable when I talk about separating, but she clearly had an affair. I need to know she didn't have sex with him, and she keeps telling me that nothing like that happened. I don't know if I believe it. She makes me feel ridiculous for not believing her when it's clear she's very capable of lying. I was at a point where having our first kid was just around the corner. Part of me is desperate for all of this to blow over so we can get to the future we were supposed to have, but I feel pathetic for staying. Is it possible for us to rebuild our trust? How long will it take before we can go back to something like we had before? Any of your experience here is appreciated. She doesn't want me to bring this up to my family, so it's mostly just been therapy where I've been talking this out. Financially, separation would be worse for her than me. I have a much higher paying job and I think I am young enough to recover without too much of an issue. Now, I personally feel like the signs are all already there that it's more than just a kiss. Obviously, I have no proof of that, as well as OP doesn't, but the signs feel like they're all there to me. And I always look at these situations and say, would you be able to trust that person again? They've broken your trust. Would you ever be able to come back from that? For me, there's no way past that, I don't think. You've already said yourself that she's been gaslighting you, and it sounds like it's continuing to happen. It would simply be over for me, but Winchester says, why does it matter if she actually had sex with him or not? She cheated already, even without that factor. It should be over already. You need to, like, see them go at it to believe she cheated. She's lied, gaslit you, kissed another man, deleted texts, and hid things from you. You should absolutely contact that man and see if you can get any aspect of truth. Maybe, maybe not, but regardless, you should leave her. You deserve better. Camjam says you feel ridiculous for writing this because it is obvious she slept with him. She's lying to you. She's gaslighting you. You're getting emails from anonymous sources confirming they're having an affair. Honestly, dude, what more do you need? After knowing all of that, you decide to stay and create this illusion that it will all work out. What can anyone here possibly say to get you to realize what you need to do? Don't be an idiot and get her pregnant. You've made enough mistakes already. Gatorman says, OP, she was having an affair with him, was kissing him often enough that another co-worker noticed and sent you the email. Of course, no one witnessed them having sex, but it's a strong possibility they did. She lied to you and said they were just friends, gaslit you and blamed you because your sex life sucked, which strongly implies she had sex with him. Whether she had sex with him or not is secondary to the main issue, which is she cheated and lied to you about it, regardless of whether they actually had sex. She was taking the romance, affection, and companionship she should have been sharing with you, and instead she was sharing it with him. Take whether or not they had sex off the table, and tell her she had an emotional affair with him that turned physical, even if it was just kissing. Tell her through her actions she demonstrated that she has no respect for you or your relationship, and that she compounded all of that lying about it. This was not a drunken one-night stand mistake. She knew what she was doing every step of the way. She knew it was wrong and disrespectful to you, but she chose to do it anyway, and lied to your face about it. Secondly, you must demand that she cut all contact with this guy, requiring her finding employment elsewhere and blocking him on her phone and social media. Just ask her if she would take you back if the roles were reversed, and you had an affair with a female co-worker, then lied about it repeatedly. Would she believe anything you said? Would she stay with you? And one final comment from Okay Sure But Like No, who says, it doesn't matter what she says, does it? She can't prove a negative, that nothing further did happen, and as such, all you have is her word. Her word does not carry weight though because of her repeated gaslighting and manipulation. Ergo, there's no quantum or quality of proof she can offer to make you feel better right now. I think it's safe to say you're in the middle of a trickle truth. Is she really going to put her money where her mouth is? She loves you and will do anything to save the relationship. Quit her job, no bullshit, no games. Leave her job and cut all contact with him effective immediately. Send in a resignation and block him on everything in front of you. She wronged you big time and wants the benefit of the doubt back. Earn it. Work for it. Bleed for it. It starts now. And I think it's fair to say that the majority of the comments on this post were just saying, you know, this is sort of over kind of thing. But OP does come in with an update that says, preface, thank you for all your comments. I read every single one. I was in denial as they all started rolling in, and I was honestly looking for people to tell me that it would be fine and that they had been through similar situations. The posters could see I was in denial, and some broke it gently while others were harsher. Honestly, I needed both. Ultimately, you guys were right. It shouldn't matter if they had sex. The gaslighting and the emotional affair were enough. Her true colors came out when she got caught, and I will never see her the same way again. Update. After staying up all night reading comments on the couch, I got dressed and went to work. I left work at lunch and met up with my older brother, 35 male, and his wife, 36 female. They had thought the world of this girl but agreed with everything you guys had said. We talked for hours and I spent a lot of it crying. They were furious I didn't come to them sooner, but I think she had intentionally been isolating me from talking to people that were close to me about it. All my therapist did was echo what I wanted to hear, but the second I talked to them, things started to click. I called my best friend while I was at my brother's and he had the exact same reaction. I decided I was done and getting a divorce. I texted my wife that I wouldn't be coming home. She started lighting up my phone with messages and phone calls, but I ignored them. My brother and I both called in sick for work the next day, played video games and day drank. He wanted me to just drop her and move on, but a part of me wanted the whole truth. I knew she would never tell me the truth, so I got creative. In the middle of the day, I called the number for the affair partner that was in the email. I knew he would lie, but I told him. She came clean and said you guys only had sex once and that it was a mistake. And all I wanted to hear was his version and that I would leave him alone. He was clearly panicked and immediately agreed. confirmed it was only once and a mistake, but wouldn't give me a day slash event when I pressed. He said he was blocking my number and whatever, but this was a start. My brother was curious how one of her co-workers had my email and that it didn't make sense. This wasn't a publicly listed work email, it was a personal one, so mindlessly started going through my inbox and found old emails from a rec league sports team I had organized a couple of years ago for my friends and my wife. I'd invited one of her really close female co-worker friends and their partner to join. She had my email and could have sent it to me. My brother was telling me to stop because this was bordering on crazy, but my blessed sister-in-law was egging me on. I called into their work and asked for the co-worker's cell, identifying myself as wife's husband, and it was for a social reason. They gave it to me. Once work hours were over, I gave her a call. Told her that the affair partner had come clean and I think she emailed me. She immediately admitted to it. Said she hated not approaching me in person but was terrified to do so and thought I might snap at her. She didn't care for anyone at my work or if my wife found out. She was just grateful I wanted to hear the truth. I thanked her for reaching out and said I couldn't talk to the affair partner again and just wanted to hear her side of the story to tell my lawyer. She said she had gone no contact with my wife and confirmed that my wife had an affair in extensive detail. They had sex anytime I was out of town or anytime I was working late or overnight, both of which happens multiple times a month, and had it started weeks after our wedding. My wife had essentially been bragging about this to a co-worker friend in very graphic detail. When I asked why she wouldn't leave me, my wife talked about how comfortable her life was, how much money I made, and the other people thought I was good looking. This caused the co-worker to snap and cut off ties. The co-worker desperately wanted me to find out and was horrified by the situation because she had been cheated on before and that my wife was aware of that. She said friend X, Y, and Z also knew. This felt like a betrayal because X and Y had known me for so long that I considered them my own friends. They're at our house multiple times a month. I wanted to call X and Y, but sister-in-law stopped me. She thought they would give my wife a heads up and said I might enjoy catching her in another lie. I slept at my brother's for a second night and sent a text that I'd be home at 10 a.m. tomorrow to my wife. I went home and she was waiting. Asked me what was going on and that she'd been worried sick and was anxious and was furious. I told her the affair partner came clean. You guys had sex when I was gone for a weekend X in month X. She broke down, said it was just the once. She loved me, couldn't admit to it because I would leave her and that I was better than the other guy in every way. I think this is what trickle truth meant in some of the comments on the old post. And I asked her to promise it was just once and she did. She said she was desperate to move on from this, have kids, continue with our comfortable life. I should let it go, etc. Things got quiet and I kind of just started laughing. I saw her for who she really was. I told her I knew the whole truth, told her about some of what I've heard and was only here to grab my things and take our pet dog. She was in disbelief, screamed at me and locked herself in the washroom. I packed her to-go bag and have been at my brother's since, meeting with a lawyer later. Shout out to my brother, sister-in-law and the co-worker who came through. Fuck cheaters. To be clear, I understand that the emotional fair and kissing should have been enough to end things. I'd just been in this fog with constant lying and fighting. For some reason, my brain latched onto this idea that they never had sex and that somehow meant we still had a chance. My wife made me feel like I could just get over a kiss. Things would be fine. Getting the truth certainly made it much, much, much easier to see her for what she is. On to rebuilding and moving on. I'm also getting a new therapist because the old one should have helped me see the gaslighting and trickle truth and manipulation for what it was. Edit. Oh, I should have trusted my gut when I first saw and read the text. The co-worker confirmed they had been sexting and exchanging nudes regularly. Trust your gut.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
People, and I'm just so sorry you've had to go through this. I mean, and I always think of, like, I can't remember the exact quote, but about living, about the sort of, like, the best sort of revenge is living your best life. I can't remember the exact words, but something along those lines. And I really hope that's what you do. I never understand cheaters anyway, but I never understand it, like, these people that do go out and cheat, but they're telling their co-workers all the details of what's going on. And I mean, how dense do you have to be to go and do that? I mean, like I said, the cheating anyway is just, you know, unforgivable, but just wandering around your workplace telling people and hoping that it stays a secret, it's just like, what the fuck are you thinking? Again, I'm not excusing it, I'm just thinking what's going through their head, you know. But anyway, what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. I'm also a Reddit video without a wedding story, of course, and this one comes from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit. It doesn't have an update as yet, from Wedding Dresses in the at, who says, am I the arsehole for going through my friend's closet to find my wedding dress? 2 years ago, my husband and I were doing some renovations to our house. I didn't want my wedding dress to get damaged or lost in the process, which, considering we did lose a few things during the renovation, I was right to be concerned. My friend offered to keep it in a closet until the renovations were done. After we finished the renovations, I asked my friend for the dress back. She kept saying she'd get back to me. I kept asking and she'd make up excuses. I found it weird. Now, my sister is getting married and she wanted to wear the dress. This was our mother's dress and we always agreed we'd each wear it. I told my friend I need it back. She claimed she couldn't find it. I was perplexed because how does it just get up and walk away? She apologized and offered to pay me the cost of the dress, which I turned down because it wasn't about money. The dress was sentimental and I felt terrible my sister couldn't wear it. My friend and her husband went away. I was there to water their plants and feed their dogs. I decided to go look myself. The closet was very cluttered. I eventually found the dress. I can totally believe she missed where it was and she wasn't being malicious in the slightest. The box was tucked behind a few larger ones containing seasonal clothes. I text her saying, I found the dress. Instead of being happy for me, she asked why I rummaged through her closet. I said I just wanted to double check. She told me I had no right to go through her things. I said that because of her clutter, my sister almost didn't get to wear a dress she had always dreamed of. My friend told me that I could have asked her to look again, but I pointed out it took 2 years for her to even look in the first place. Am I the arsehole? NoRxn points out and quotes a section where it says, I text her saying, I found the dress. Instead of being happy for me, she asked why I rummaged through a closet, and then says, lol. So interesting that she knew exactly where you rummaged to find this lost dress. OP, I mean this in the nicest way, but you're being naive. She was trying to keep your dress, simple as that. If all you had to do was go through that closet in her house, it wasn't lost or misplaced. It was exactly where she put it, and she knew that. Not the arsehole, but this person isn't your friend, in quotes, which, considering we did lose a few things during the renovation, I was right to be concerned, and then says, was your friend over during the renovations? You might need a second chance to rummage at her home before they return. I'm trying to think myself of some genuine way that you could lose someone's wedding dress and not feel like incredibly guilty about it. And how'd you lose it in the first place anyway? I'm not sure I can believe you can put it in a closet and then forget about it. Someone else's wedding dress. I'd be guarding that thing with my life. Especially if I'm the one who's took responsibility for it, you know? I just couldn't see myself, you know, putting it in the bottom of a cupboard and then filling it with other clutter that where it somehow gets buried and I can't find it again. I mean, that's just, I'm just left. Why? Why? But Chemical Life says, not the arsehole, if I was in your friend's situation and I genuinely couldn't find the dress, and I would frankly have invited you to look around for it while you're in the house doing me a favour. But I also am the type of person who just assume that someone I trust enough to water my plants and feed my dog is also someone I trust in my space. Snooping is a fairly natural instinct, and you had a specific reason for it. Even if she's legit about not liking that you went through her stuff, she went on the defensive immediately, instead of being relieved that you managed to find the dress. that just seems suspicious to me. I would say meeting up with your friend to explain and hear what she has to say might be worthwhile, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is the end of the friendship either. Brilliant Arthur says, the only part I didn't agree with is actually telling her that you found it. I wouldn't have mentioned it at all. If she had mentioned it later on, after seeing your sister's wedding photo, would have simply said yes, I did find the dress after all. Socially inept raccoon says, not the arsehole. I feel like your friend was being shady by offering money instead of finding a family heirloom. I think I never would have told her that I found the dress and would have let her find out by seeing your sister's wedding photos. Additionally, I totally would have let her plants die. Not the plants, they didn't do nothing wrong in this situation, but Electric Milk says, not the arsehole. The people saying you shouldn't have snooped, she accepted to watching something that means a lot to you, and obviously did not try to find it in the slightest when you kept asking her. Even offered to pay instead of actually looking. That sounds suspicious as fuck. You did nothing wrong, OP. She had your property and refused to give it back. That is way worse than you looking through her things for it. She is the arsehole. But now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, 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 you just don't care.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.